Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I mean, if you want to, you're pretty good. Oh, okay.
Where's the music?
Somebody's been eating my porridge.
Who's in charge around here?
Somebody's been sleeping in my bed.
You have no idea.
Somebody's been... Wait, what were the things that the Goldilocks, Three Bears? Sleeping in my bed.
Porridge.
Eating my porridge.
In a chair? Was it a chair?
Oh, somebody's been sitting in my chair. Yeah. Right, yeah, that's right. Well, anyway, it is Free Talk Live.
Some white chick breaking into the woods.
It's the Sunday edition. For some reason, the intro music... Well, was muted.
For some reason.
Once again, showing my prowess as an audio engineer.
Nice callback from yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. If you were listening yesterday, I had to refer to an authority on the subject to fix my audio problems. An actual authority, that is, one who is an expert, not an authority as in one who belongs to a coercive gang of thugs who threatens you with violence to make you do their bidding. So, yeah. So that was fun.
Expertise is important.
Yeah. I was going to print out a color photo of Nikki, because she won't be here tonight, and facsimile Nikki. And
we just lost half the listenership and the viewers on YouTube or whatever.
And tape it to the chair just so we could have facsimile Nikki like we had facsimile Mark for some time early in the year. But
you got to tease it. Nikki may join us soon. Stand by.
Yeah. I didn't get here early enough to actually accomplish that particular task, so I just didn't do it. But here we are. It's the Captain's Log, Stardate 01302022. This is the Earthship Free Talk Live in the studio. It's myself, the Lord, Reverend, Doctor, and possibly soon to be Ambassador Captain Kickass joining me.
First Mate Pretty Rich?
Sure, why not?
Why not?
We got to get you a Gilligan hat, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
A three-hour tour.
Well, I mean, you are joining us if you're listening, and right now it's the beginning of the show. It's 3 hours, so, you know, three-hour tour kind of fits.
And it's going to end in a shipwreck anyway.
Yeah, probably. the telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us in the conversation tonight... Richie Rich, you've brought in some very interesting show prep, and we're just going to...
As always.
We're just going to kick things off here with this bit from Futurism.com. It says... Wait, that's the wrong article.
Oh, no!
Yep. Wait, where's the right article? Hang on. What did I do?
Just do the one in front of you, man. Do the one in front of you.
All right, well, we'll start off with the pig-human heart transplant secret weapon.
Wait, you got to pause. Dramatic pause. Let them think about it.
The pig-human heart transplant's secret weapon, Cocaine.
All right.
Now, first of all, if you're listening and you don't know what the heck we're talking about, doctors, medical professionals...
Sure, we'll call them that.
...have figured out how to put a pig's heart in a human.
So... Credit where credit is due, that's kind of an important breakthrough as far as keeping humans alive.
Now, it occurs to me that it would be really funny if that happened to somebody who is employed as a law enforcement officer.
They're the only ones that qualify for this transplant.
Or maybe they get like special privilege, they get moved up the list.
Yeah.
They get early movers advantage or something. I don't know.
I don't know if it gets covered in this article, but the guy who got the heart, I think the original guy who got the human heart,
the
pig heart, yeah. They were like up in arms about him because he didn't qualify for like the human heart, and he had some conditions or something was wrong with him as a transplant patient. I'm like, well, we'll just experiment with the pig heart then, and then. Got this pig heart.
I mean, generally, that's how innovation comes about. Yeah. You're trying to solve a problem, and whatever you have in front of you, you know, the thoughts that you had going into the problem, how you're going to fix it, just didn't work out for some reason.
Sure.
And somebody goes, I got an idea.
Why don't we try the pig? We just slaughtered it from bacon. We got the heart left over. Just throw it in, Steve. You need a heart, Steve? We got the pig heart out back.
Steve's a big dude. The pig was kind of about the same size. Yeah. I bet you it'll fit.
He's got the right chest cavity for it.
I don't. How do you even go about evaluating that, right? Like, first of all, I wouldn't think that swine would be compatible with Homo sapiens.
Okay.
As far as the heart is concerned, right? Or any organ for that matter. I would think that they just wouldn't be compatible. They're different animals. You know, I would just figure, that can't work. That would be my first impression. I wouldn't even explore the possibility.
Well, there's a reason they test mice, which you wouldn't think compatible either, right? It's because they're close enough to the reaction that humans would get.
Well, okay, so to some extent, I remember seeing the bit where they grew, like, the human ear on the back of the mouse.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So I know that they were doing weird experiments with animals and humans,
right,
and that
kind of
thing.
But the reason they choose mice is because of the compatibility of the results. They go, we're going to test this on mice. If it works, then we can, like, then we know that there's a good likelihood it'll work
on humans. But they didn't put a pig's heart in a mouse.
I know they didn't put a pig's heart in a mouse. But what I'm saying is, you wouldn't think mice would be closer
have to be
to humans either.
Pretty big mouse.
I get it. But what I'm saying is,
a small pig.
Jesus.
Go ahead.
No, just that.
For the record, you look more like Jesus than I do.
I know. I almost applied for like one of those local productions because they were doing something with Jesus. I'm like, I already got the long hair, the beard. Like,
yeah.
I can act on stage, right? Yeah. But just that you wouldn't think about mice being compatible either because of the size, shape, difference, whatever. But they are. And so it doesn't seem too far-fetched for pigs to be as compatible or more compatible with organs and whatnot.
I mean, pigs are tasty. I'll give them
okay.
that.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of bacon. I like ham.
90%. Humans are 90% bacon anyway.
Pulled pork. Oh, man. Oh. Like slow roasted pulled pork. Oh, in the smoker. Oh, delicious. Yes.
Hawaii specialty? Klo pig.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, pig roast. I've been to a few of those in my time where they like dig the pit and, you know, get the fire going. Heat up some embers and some rocks and whatever, and chuck the pig down in there after prepping it, and then just
a few hours later, dig the pig out.
Yep.
Feast.
Delicious. Yummy. So, anyway, so we've covered the first part of this headline, the pig human heart transplant. Okay, so
it works.
They've figured out some way, a medical procedure, whatever it is, to put a pig's heart inside of a human being. So then the second part of this is that it needed a secret weapon.
Ingredient.
In order to, I think, make the process go better.
Like the Colonel's chicken, the 11th herb and spice.
Right. And so somehow that secret weapon that they discovered or decided to use was cocaine.
That's the interesting part. More so than is the pig heart compatible with a human, but who went, you know what I think might work? Cocaine.
Like, you know what I think might work? Hang on, I think I've got some in my pocket, right?
Right.
You know, like, oh, hey, look, I had this left over from the party Friday night, you know. Let's try some of this.
Accidentally sprinkle it on in the middle of the surgery, and then like all of a sudden start beating back to life.
This sounds like some sort of horrific, like, you know, outside of the U.S., outside of any jurisdiction, you know, weird Island of Dr. Moreau sort of experiments where you're going to have some half-breed pig man.
Some Wuhan lab in China, perhaps.
Some bat with a pig's heart.
Who knows? I don't know what they do there. It's never good.
All right, so here we'll get started. U.S. surgeons successfully transplanted a genetically modified pig heart into a living human for the first time earlier this month. A groundbreaking moment in the history of medicine. I don't know when was this written. Doesn't have a date.
This article was Monday, so whatever the day was.
All right. And to keep the gene-hacked pig heart beating during the lengthy operation, surgeons used a drug cocktail with an eyebrow-raising ingredient, cocaine.
Vice reports. See, it was that. They're like, you know what this needs? I'm tasting it here, and let's just throw some cocaine in there.
Let's see what happens. The surgeons, we'll tell you how the surgeons were able to use this and more more about this story coming up here on Free Talk Live. If you want to join us, 603-283-6160. Do you have a pig's heart?
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on. Come on and listen to Free Talk Live. Every night between 7 and 10 p.m. Do it live.
Do it live.
Because, well, you actually can't call. We're a live call-in radio program. So you can only call when we're live, which is 7 to 10 p.m. every day.
You can call whenever you want. You're not
going to get on the show if you don't call between 7 and 10 p.m. Eastern time.
Believe it or not, the hosts aren't on the air. Leave a message at the beep.
Hey, my. Neil Young threatens Spotify. Came up with that one today.
Nice.
Trying to work some sort of, you know, make a parody of a Neil Young song that's a parody of the situation that he's put himself in.
I just like that he thought he had enough clout to dethrone Joe Rogan.
Well, and also, like make no mistake about, I'm talking to the listeners, make no mistake about what Neil Young was saying. He was attempting to coerce Spotify into removing Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
So, you know, for a guy that is famous for these sort of, like, anti-the-man songs,
well, you're only anti-man until you get wealthy, and then you owe your fealty to the man.
Yeah, that seems to be the way it goes. I mean, he could be senile, too. He's older than dirt, right?
Get rid of Joe Rogan, and you guys can't play my music. Fine.
Yeah, well, and he doesn't even own the catalog either, so,
like, and they got rid of him anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Double whammy. Not only can you not make this threat, screw you anyway.
Yeah.
And was it Joni Mitchell jumped in? I want my music pulled as well in support.
Yeah. There's been a bunch of memes around the internet, too, about the I'm trying to remember his name, Polinsky, the guy from, John Candy played him. He was the guy who, there's a famous, like, Christmas movie where he's in a polka band.
Oh, Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck, yes. Yeah. Yeah. And so the meme is a picture of him going, you know, hey, Spotify, we're going to remove we want you to remove our music if you don't, you know, cancel Joe Rogan. It's hilarious.
I love Uncle Buck. Yeah. It's a great movie.
So at any rate, we were talking about this. We really hadn't even started talking about the article from futurism.com.
It's hard to get past the headline.
The pig human heart transplant's secret weapon. Cocaine. Yes. Quote, the cocaine name pops up because everybody thinks, oh my God, what is cocaine doing in here? That's the sub quote underneath the headline here. So, yes, we covered in the first segment that the U.S. surgeon successfully transplanted a genetically modified pig heart into a living human being for the first time earlier this month.
Which is groundbreaking on its own. Like, wow, can't believe they did that.
Yeah. And, in addition...
But wait, there's more.
To keep the gene-hacked pig heart beating during the lengthy operation, surgeons used a drug cocktail with an... Now, it says the surgeons used it. Surgeons used a drug cocktail with an eyebrow-raising ingredient, cocaine. So were the surgeons hanging out, just like partying with, like, you know, cocaine-infused beverages and...
That's what I was intimating before the break. Like, oh, like, well, you know what this cocktail needs? If we're going to be doing this surgery for hours, I'm going to need a little bit more than this. Can we sprinkle in some cocaine?
They've got the slow-roasted pulled pork, you know, on like a buffet table just behind them in the surgery room.
Well, they have to get the heart from something.
Right. And then they got cocktails.
Don't want to waste it. Yeah.
They got cocktails. And the surgeons even had to get permission from the Drug Enforcement Administration to use the nose candy. I like that they call it nose candy.
How do you ask for that?
Yeah, how do you... First of all, who... Somebody has to have the idea. You know what this needs? This needs cocaine. And then, you know what this also needs? Permission.
And Bob goes like, where are we supposed to get cocaine at this hour? I know. Ask the DEA.
Yeah, like... Does one of them, like, do they have a family member that's in the DEA, and they're like, let me call you Bob and see what he says? Yeah. Or, you know, I don't know. The cocaine name pops up because everybody thinks, oh, my God, what is cocaine doing in here?
Obviously.
Mohammed Mohiddin, director of cardiac xenotransplantation at the University of Maryland Medical Center, told Vice, counterintuitively, the drug was injected into the heart to prolong its longevity.
There you have it. Cocaine extends your lifespan.
Wow.
You heard it here first.
A free talk line. When we're not using this solution, we were getting failures within 20 or 48 hours, the surgeon explained. But when we started using this and infusing the heart with this solution, the heart became well-preserved and started beating very well.
There you go. So again, right, they're doing the experiments before the actual surgery, and someone has to have the hypothesis, right? What more? What can we do to regulate this?
I just got a picture of Jim Brewer in my head. Like, you know what this surgery needs, man? Cocaine.
Science. This is the science I trust.
Yes. Trust the science. The cocktail.
Testing and experimentation, followed by human trials.
Totally unrelated. Because they use the term drug cocktail. I used to rehearse in one of these band rehearsal facilities.
Oh. You mean a garage?
No, it's like somebody has some warehouse space.
Okay. I'm just kidding.
And they're not doing well using it as, like, storage. So they decide to rent it out to band. This only usually happens in big cities where you can't be loud without getting the man called on you.
I was being mean with the garage comment. I apologize.
Yeah, it's usually basements.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so garage would be like a step up.
Sorry, the video game's called Garage Band, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know.
They didn't call it Basement Band or Warehouse Band.
Well, it should be called... Well, we'll get into that later. Okay. Anyway.
Continue.
We rehearsed next door to a band called Pain Cocktail. And they were always like, you could just smell the drugs, really, you know, okay. that they were all the time. Like, what do you, is that? Yep, pain cocktail. Like, they
the
rehearsed.
Methamphetamine was permeating the walls.
They well, it was mostly marijuana that we were smelling, but, like, I mean, when they would come out, you could tell that they were not in our realm of reality.
Okay. And that's where the good music is.
And we joked. We were like, they shouldn't be called pain cocktail. They should be called drug cocktail. So anyway,
well, pain-free cocktail with that much cannabis.
Yeah, true. The free is silent. The cocktail they used on this human pig heart transplant, though, was developed by Swedish pharmaceutical Zvivo. It's X-V-I-V-O. I'm assuming it's pronounced Zvivo. Included a number of other ingredients, including cortisol and adrenaline. Now, I imagine the adrenaline part because... I think everybody has seen Pulp Fiction.
Stab it right in the heart.
Just a pure shot of adrenaline to wake up the OD. 603-283-6160. We got a little bit more about this human pig heart transplants and a bunch of other stuff in store for you. This is Free Talk Live. More is on the way.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are nearing agreement on sanctions against Russia over its massing of troops near the border with Ukraine in feared invasion. The U.S. promising to put Moscow on the defensive at the U.N. Security Council. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield on ABC's This Week saying our voices are unified in calling for the Russians to explain themselves.
Part of the reason we're calling for this meeting on Monday is one more opportunity to find a diplomatic way out.
Sunday, another day of major flight delays after the nation's northeast states were walloped by a massive winter storm. FlightAware reporting 1,500 flights canceled in and out of the U.S. and more than 2,300 delays. Tens of thousands without power. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is calling for the release of U.S. Navy veteran Mark Frericks, who was taken hostage in Afghanistan nearly 2 years ago, Monday marking the second anniversary of the kidnapping. In a statement, the president saying hostage taking is an act of cruelty and cowardice. A civil engineer and contractor from Illinois was kidnapped in January of 2020 from the capital of Kabul and is believed to be in the custody of the Taliban-linked Haqqani network. North Korea continuing its weapons tests, firing what analysts say is the most powerful missile the regime has tested in years, certainly the most powerful under the Biden administration. Pyongyang's seventh launch of the month, traveling 500 miles and landing in the ocean. How about them Bengals in overtime? Cincinnati upsetting the Chiefs to advance to the Super Bowl, kicking a field goal in overtime, 27-24. They'll meet the winner of the Rams and 49ers. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in and listening. Free Talk Live is a live call-in, nationally syndicated radio talk program that's also broadcast on the internet and some satellite stations as well. So we've got a pretty wide reach. And you can call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. We generally bring in stuff to discuss, and if you want to opine on that, you can. You can call in about anything else at 603-283-6160. The choice is up to you. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Rich Rich.
And I want to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started right at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for ignoring this very important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right, so we've been talking about this article from Futurism.com where they did indeed transplant a genetically modified pig heart into a living human for the first time. They had made some attempts that sort of failed within the first couple of days.
I think, it's not clear, but I don't think these were like attempts at the transplant, right? These were first attempts at getting the heart to regulate itself, I hope.
I hope they didn't leave
like dead humans on the table because they didn't test this out ahead of time.
The quote says, when we were not using this solution of drugs, including cocaine, We were getting failures within 48 hours. They don't say what specifically they were doing. Like, you know, I would imagine, though, that they have these artificial hearts, the mechanical ones.
Sure.
And so I would imagine that, you know, they can keep a guy alive for an extended period of time on a mechanical heart while they attempt the organic heart transplant. And then if it fails, put it back?
Maybe. I don't know.
I guess. I'm not a surgeon.
Take the homeless dude out of the hospital.
This is not surgical advice.
Tag him and track him.
You know how, like, in Russia, not Russia, in China, there's a bit of a thing going on where they're attacking the Uyghurs.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean attacking them and taking, like, parts.
Like legit concentration camp stuff going on with Uyghur Muslims in China.
And they're harvesting organs for transplants from this particular subset of people, which is horrific, and a whole lot of the news doesn't talk about it ever. We've talked about it repeatedly here on Free Talk Live. You can find our archives over at freetalklive.com. But what if now we're going to see a premium on pigs? Because their parts are going to be compatible with humans now.
So my bacon's going to be more expensive?
Sadly.
That pork roast that you love so much is...
Or maybe because they can use the heart in a different way, more pigs will be getting butchered, and because there's more demand and the supply will go up and price come down?
Maybe. Well, that's a thought. It also says genetically modified, so I don't know if they're like raising the pigs differently or... Somehow
or are they
using the heart?
Right, are they harvesting the heart and modifying it in some way?
Yeah, that's not clear.
Post, they don't make that clear. So scientists still don't know why exactly cocaine is an effective way to preserve hearts. But one thing is for certain, without drugs, the heart would have likely been rejected by its recipient's
body. What you don't know, man, is the human heart or pig's hearts have cocaine receptors on them, which were, like, naturally disposed to use this cocktail and this drug. Don't let the man tell you otherwise.
This is a quote from, I believe, the surgeon. Yes, it is. It's like a transplant from human to human where you still have to use drugs, but you know you can control it.
Says every addict ever in the beginning.
If we had not done that, the rejection happens within minutes and the organ is useless. So,
useless organs.
Come on, girls, let's get out on that floor and get on those organs. I mean, our console organs, now on sale at the lower level of the mall.
There you go.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Tom calling from California. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Yep, you're live on the air.
Okay. Well, that's very intriguing. I was wondering, if they did any neurological testing, if they're putting some cocaine in the blood system, what are the other results? Do you have any thoughts on that?
I don't know. That's an interesting question as to, you know, what the neurological impact would be on a drug cocktail such as this, particularly during a heart implant of a genetically modified pig heart into a human. I'm not a surgeon, so I don't really have any clue as to what the impacts might be.
It's beyond the scope of the article, but also probably too soon. Like, I'm sure this dude is still recovering from surgery in some form or fashion because it's, like, just earlier this month. So within the last 30 days, I don't know how long it takes to, you know, get over heart transplant surgery.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they're going to be running a whole bunch of tests.
Go ahead, Tom.
My other question would be, who gave them... If even a common citizen cannot obtain cocaine on the street, how do the medical communities, what the law prohibit, where they let them get the coke?
Well, so they do say in the article that they had to ask permission of the Drug Enforcement Administration.
Right.
So somebody, they are scientists. There must be a form that they can just fill out.
They got permission from the DEA and then went to the CIA for supply. That's what happened.
Nice. Okay, now.
Yeah,
can I ask you one last question, please?
Sure, go ahead.
Because I know about Porcupine Realty. People are anxious to move to the Shire, but what about vacant land or somebody...
It's available.
Maybe not high-end, like a mobile home type Do you have any information for people that are like-minded moving to the shire or the low end? Or family? I never heard of it. I went on your website, but there's nothing about people with kids. It's all about, oh, well, some loner or some hippie wants to move up there. No, I'm asking you about family. What do you think about that?
Well, I can tell you that probably the majority of people moving are families. There are, you know, like I'm a single dude, and there are, you know, several single people that move. A lot of folks come up as couples. Sometimes that doesn't work out very well for the couples. But a majority of the people moving are families.
It depends on the area.
Yeah, it depends on the area. You probably need to be willing to commute, so you're going to need a vehicle.
Well,
at a minimum.
Again, depends. I don't know what the job situation is.
Yeah.
But for a long time, and there's still, you know, a community center on the seacoast of New Hampshire that's more family oriented and more family friendly.
That's true.
And that community seems to be where people who value families and homeschooling environment and that sort of thing migrate there instead of some of the other areas.
Yeah.
If that's your thing, that's where to look.
Please repeat. I'm very honestly, if you can please repeat, which is the homeschooling? That's what I was sort of zeroing in on.
Yeah,
I'm trying to
integrate yourself into one of the, you know, groups and or forums for the Seacoast area of New Hampshire.
Very well.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Tom. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160 if you would like to join us.
At this point, there's something for everyone.
There really is.
Right?
And
if you come single, there's a spot for you. If you come with, you know, as a couple, there's something for you to do. If you're political activists, hey, there's something for you.
Yeah.
If you're apolitical activists, guess what? Also something for you to do. And if you're family-oriented or family-friendly, there's something for you as well.
Yeah, there's so much going on right now, and the movement is growing, and I love seeing it. If you are listening to us and you are of a freedom mind and you want to be a part of the solution, you're not afraid to do the work, you know, that is, you know, moving, finding a suitable place, making new friends, etc. and so on, please consider joining us here in New Hampshire. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And we're back.
We are. Oh my gosh, we are. How did that happen?
You see, Captain, what happened? Clock strikes the fifth time. What music play?
I can barely hear you over the music. But you talk loudly.
I will talk loud.
Because if we talk like this, it'll be too loud. Here on Free Talk Live, it's the smooth and dulcet tones of me, your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me
tonight, it's Richie Rich in the studio.
We will attempt to talk softly and carry a big stick.
You turn into William Shatner all of a sudden? We talk softly.
Don't know what we'll talk about next. I think that we will have to refer to our show prep to get the next story.
Check the tabs on the
You got to do the shoulder shake, the William Shatner shoulder shake. You don't get that shoulder moving, you ain't doing a William Shatner impression, that's for sure. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you'd like to join us. We'll get to your calls in just a minute. I need to tell you that we are still raising funds for Give Directly. This is the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients in need, and they use mobile money to send cash with no strings attached. In the past decade, they've delivered $400 million to over 1 million people. Research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of very important and positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. In addition, cash allows individuals to invest what they need individually instead of relying on aid organizations, donors, or governments who are thousands of miles away to choose for them. Isn't this what you would prefer? Free Talk Live is also matching your donations to Give Directly, helping families in Bomé and Kilifi counties in Kenya who are in need. Free Talk Live is matching your donations up to $30,000. So if you're feeling generous this holiday season, head over to give.freetalklive.com and help these areas plagued by drought, floods, and food insecurity. There may not be a better way to help families in Kenya. Give.freetalklive.com. Again, give.freetalklive.com.
How long is it going to be the holiday season? It's almost February.
Well, if every day is a holiday,
okay,
then, yeah.
It's about to be a Valentine's Day.
Did I say holiday season? I usually skip over that part. Let me just make an edit here.
Make a note. Cross that part out.
Yep.
If you're feeling loving this Valentine's season.
You could give a pig's heart. I wonder if the pig's heart is susceptible to Cupid.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You're going to fall in love with a cop on Valentine's Day.
And to our callers, you know, bit about what kind of neurological difference might there be with a human walking around with a pig's heart. Like, you know, this seems like the kind of story or television show where, you know, the guy gets it and, like, he starts, I don't know, rolling around in mud, you know, okay, like acting in pig ways, right? He no longer sleeps in his bed. He roots around in some mud and some hay. And
he can find truffles.
You know, yes.
Becomes a millionaire with his new truffle finding business.
Yeah.
It's by this tree, I'm telling you.
Something like that.
Dig here.
Things could get carried away.
We'll save that for season two.
Him and his wife have, like, little mini, like, half-pig chimera, chameleon, you know, whatever.
I think chimera is the right word.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Pig man. All right. Let's go to...
Spider pig.
Man, bear, pig, right? Half man, half bear, half pig. Let's go to your calls. We have Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I would just like to say that, you know, the pigs have a right to live. In Germany, we call that Daseinberechtigung. And they're also not schuldfähig. That means that they're not legally responsible. Animals aren't. So that means that the pig or an animal does something which is not proper. Humanity is not allowed to kill it because it shouldn't even be held responsible. There's always a human responsible when an animal kills a person or hurts a person. And that's because an animal, a human being acted irresponsibly, either negligently or intentionally. There was an intentional intent to kill somebody.
Yeah, I'll say. I used to be a commercial fisherman for a period of time, and one of the expeditions we went out on for a month was fishing for shark, and this was in the Gulf of Mexico. And my job was to be a gaffer, and that meant that I had this large wooden pole with a giant iron hook at the end of it, and this other guy, John, was also, he would stand on the other side of the tuna door, and as the sharks were being reeled in, we would have to jab the sharks in their gills with these iron hooks, and then lift them up into the boat. And so, of course, this would anger the shark.
Sure.
And then our another guy on the boat would come over with a giant club and beat the shark in its face until it stopped moving. And then, you know, we'd chuck it down in the ice hole, and another guy would, you know, gut it and all that stuff.
I hear your point about the shark, but I don't know if I want to extend that to, like, all animals everywhere, that it requires human negligence or intention. Because that would imply that humans, being an apex predator, have no natural habitat. Right?
Of course we have a natural habitat, but we don't have to exclude all other beings from our habitat, which we share with them.
I understand that, but if I'm walking down the street, right, and a stray dog attacks me, my fault?
No, it was the person who let that dog be stray, it's their fault, and they should be held responsible.
Well, wild coyote.
Yeah, sometimes dogs are stray just by nature, like humans have.
Okay, if it's a coyote, then, first of all, you should have the proper protection. In other words, normally in a city there aren't going to be coyotes walking around, and if you live in a place where there are coyotes walking around, then you should carry a spray and also a gun just in case the coyote attacks you.
Okay, and also wild bears.
Well, hang on. Also, if it is a coyote, you have to watch out for the especially dangerous ones. You'll know them if they're carrying around, like, paint and paintbrushes, okay, or if they have anything with them labeled Acme.
Yeah, a briefcase from the Acme Corporation.
Yes.
But you hear my point, though. Like, there are animals that exist in nature that are capable of killing humans just by their nature.
Yeah.
The most dangerous animal to a human being is another human being.
I understand that, but there are also people who go on wilderness hikes, right, and get attacked by mountain lion.
Yep.
And I don't. Well, you're saying it's the human's fault, the human's responsibility for, like, going into that area, as if the human doesn't have a right to be there.
The human has a right to be there, and normally those animals won't attack. The only time an animal will attack is if. If it's hungry or if it's because the animals don't generally attack human beings.
Hunger is a strong motivator.
Yeah, they don't generally. It's the your use of always, Robert, is what the argument was for.
Okay, well,
for the responsibility on the human. right? Like it's the human's fault.
You should be prepared with it. For example, if you point a gun up into the air and you shoot it, the animal will normally be scared because they'll realize that there's a danger there. That those kinds of sharp sounds cause fear for animals. They fear that, so they would run away.
I'm also been trained not to shoot warning shots because you're responsible for where that bullet lands.
Out in the wilderness, I won't land in any place that this could have hurt anybody, for sure.
That's your word. Hunters get shot in the face all the time by other hunters. They didn't think anyone was there.
Okay, then bring a gun with blanks in it, if you feel that way. You could do that. It's no problem.
All right.
But it's always a human being who's responsible for an animal. Then don't swim out in the middle of the ocean if you think you might be attacked by a shark.
Well, that's why I'm a little more amenable to the shark example. Because that's clearly not where humans belong.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have gills or webbed things to swim with.
And if you hear a shark there are chemicals that you can bring along these days. There are also some kind of an electronic device that emits some kind of a signal which the sharks don't like. There are ways, you know, but you have to check those things out in advance. Just don't do stupid things, you know?
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, Robert. So, yeah. I was just thinking about how angry these sharks were when we were fishing for them.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Like, no, I mean, like, separate of...
You have just taken them out of their environment and put them on a boat.
And,
when was the last time a shark was on a boat?
And jabbed a couple iron hooks into their neck.
Right.
Right, you know?
Like, I'd be pretty pissed, too. I might want to fight back as well.
And they did. It was a unique experience, so, anyway.
But I don't see how humans can exist in the wild and have be responsible for their safety and then also be responsible for the death of the animal. Right.
Yeah, it's generally I stay away. I always stay away from the word always.
Okay. But then where's the natural human habitat? Are we forced to live in cities then where we're not going to get attacked by wild animals?
Where is the natural human habitat? It's got to be a cave or something, right?
Call in.
603-283-6160. What is the human's natural habitat? We'll talk more about this and a whole bunch of other stuff. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.